Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Ooh, good Lord. That's just what we do here. And what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true. Hi,
hey,
darling.
Lover, how are you?
I'm good.
Missed you today. I didn't see you all day.
I know. I was at home eating Vietnamese food by myself.
Spilling sauce on the carpet, from what I understand.
I did. I was getting excited for my last bite. I saved sauce for it, and then I spilled it right on the rug.
Ooh. Well, speaking of bites, who do we have here in studio with us today?
You know this Hellraiser.
He's a demon from an extra-dimensional realm.
We summoned him using the Lament configuration.
Please welcome leader of the Cenobites, Pinhead.
Hi, Pinhead.
You summoned me. Now prepare yourself for pain.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Great.
So we're excited that you joined us here. We just solved this little puzzle box.
We sure did. Hey, Pinhead, you're not from around here, are you?
I am from the depths of the labyrinth known as hell.
New Jersey?
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I'm just teasing.
Wow. Well, we consider ourselves a pretty fancy podcast, yeah?
We do.
And so we like to wine and dine our guests a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We asked Pinhead what his favorite beverage was, and
what did he tell us?
He told us Yingling.
So we got you some Yingling, a whole six-pack, sir.
I love a good lager.
I do myself. This is a Pennsylvania brew, is it not?
Yes, it is. This is a PA special.
That's Murph.
One of
Murph
my
territory.
Favorite. That's right. Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Love Yingling.
Your small talk bores me.
Whoa. All right.
Jesus. Right out of the gates. The kind of a dick.
All right. Well, we can cut right to the chase if we need to and slip on over to Sexy Science.
What is that? Abominable sound of music.
It's an 80s song. Do you like 80s music?
The 1680s.
Pinhead's been around a while.
Interesting. I forgot to ask you, are you single?
I am Pain. It is the only lover I've ever known.
I think that's a no.
Yeah,
yeah,
sounds like not single. Not looking to mingle.
Ugh. Not good for our ladies out there. Do those things hurt in your face?
I am an explorer in the further regions of experience, so no.
Does that mean you like to go down on women? Men?
The last woman that I performed cunnilingus on bled from her torso for decades.
Oh, she was on the rack?
She was on the rack, yeah. Was she menstruating?
No, I punctured her with my... Never mind.
Yeesh.
Oof, man, that's nasty head.
Sounds like a date gone wrong, am I right? All right, well, this sexy science ripped from the headlines comes to us from otherworldnews.net. This article is entitled Acupuncture as an Aphrodisiac.
Well, I've never experienced acupuncture myself. I wouldn't mind trying it. Have you?
Yeah, I got it once. I had allergies one time in high school, and I went and got acupuncture, and they went away.
Mm.
But this article, they're basically saying a new study suggests that acupuncture can help people and demons alike get out of their sexual slump if they're having that kind of thing go on.
Yeah, it sounds like it's... it could. I mean, it cures pain.
Mm-hmm.
There is no cure for pain.
Well,
I mean...
Opiates?
Yeah, definitely. Morphine. You get a morphine drip going.
Yeah, I think this is basically just saying it kind of hits all those pressure points in your body and can kind of help increase blood flow, maybe excite some nerves.
Your earthly means of getting rid of pain are futile, including Eastern medicine.
Hmm.
Oh, not a fan of Eastern medicine. I guess big pharmaceuticals is what Pinhead's trying to tout.
It's weird that somebody with literal pins sticking out of their face would be so anti-acupuncture.
Yeah, I mean, have you had pain in your head in a while?
Pain lives in my head and upper back.
Oh.
Wow. Do you want a couple Advil? I have some in my bag.
Ibuprofen is no match for my pain.
A chiropractor?
Good call.
Chiropracting is a pseudoscience.
Okay, so have you ever experienced a sexual slump, Pinhead?
Never. I am wonderful in the bedroom.
Interesting.
You hesitated for a moment. I don't buy it.
Tell that to the woman who's bleeding from her torso still.
I am a demon to some, but an angel to others.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, like a good cop, bad cop thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting some mixed messages from Pinhead.
Yeah, he seems to be confused. He doesn't like acupuncture, but he's got pins in his head.
You are a mysterious fellow over there, sir. Hard
really
nut
is.
To crack.
Yeah, I mean, science can't explain everything, though, you know?
Mm-mm.
I'd like to think it can, but I think there are still some things left unexplained.
Yeah, like this lament configuration sitting here.
Yo, you solved it. I was stunned. We were fiddling around with it for hours.
I've always been quite the Rubik's lady.
How dare you compare the two? The Rubik's Cube is a child's game.
It's actually really difficult. I mean, have you ever tried one?
I was so frustrated I peeled the stickers off and tried to put them back on.
That's cheating.
That's definitely cheating, Pinhead.
So you're a cheater. Interesting.
I'm a demon, not a cheater.
Wow.
Potato, potato,
potato,
am I
potato.
Right?
Potato, potato. Well, look, if you need to have some acupuncture done to improve your sex life, don't fear it. Medicine from the East is every bit of as good, if not better, than medicine from the West.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we slide on over to Listener Love?
Listener Mailbag.
Haas, what do we have today?
All right, Dink from Calahorny recently called my cell phone and said, I'm outside, I'm watching you.
That's not, they're not all questions.
No, that's definitely not a question.
No, Pinhead, sometimes people just tweet at us or call us with statements.
Yeah.
And usually people don't call us. I don't know how Dink got my number, but...
Are you sure this was a question for the podcast, or is this just like a prank phone call you received?
You know, now that I think about it, yeah, I don't know if this was actually a question for the show. I think someone's maybe just watching me from outside my apartment.
Someone attempted to summon you to the depths of hell.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it might have just been a prank call.
Like a stalker? Do you have any gals you've wronged recently?
I mean, kind of.
Yeesh.
Should I be worried, Hellraiser?
The amount of pain that you can receive from a scorned lover is nothing in comparison to what I am about to do to you.
Okay.
Whoa, no threats.
Whoa, yikes.
Yeah, I gotta run the show. Come on. At least wait till we're done recording.
Taking down those loggers pretty fast over there, Pin.
I'm a little loose.
Yeah.
Can I call you Pin?
Call me whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But don't call me...
What?
I flubbed it up.
Yeah, that was... I don't know what the hell you were going for there. Well, Haas,
right.
Tell these people to lose your number.
Yeah, I guess I'll next time I'll just block them.
I'll make an announcement right now. To any luscious ladies who Ben may have wronged in the past, he's a really nice guy, and we're all just trying to make our way in the world. So leave a guy alone. Don't wait outside his house.
That's great.
Leave Haas alone.
Thanks. Okay. Well, our next question was sent to us via our Twitter, at Menage Radio. At New Dick on the Block wonders.
Nice.
I like when my girlfriend pinches my nipples until they bleed, but then I have to wait a week until she can do it again.
Oh, scabs maybe? A little bit of...
The scabs on the inside will never heal. Let her pinch until your nipples are raw.
You get scar tissue. Like, you get, you know,
yeah.
Keep doing it too much.
Scar tissue that I wish you saw.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers are a mere mortal band.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're human beings, sure. But
yeah.
They were funky in the 90s.
Yeah, Blood Sugar Sex Magik was a great album. one of my early faves.
I once tortured Anthony Kiedis until he cried.
With his music? That's just a joke, sorry.
I did play his own music. I played Californication until his ears bled.
Yikes.
That is torturous.
Yeah, this is like a pleasure meets pain kind of question, I feel like, with the nipple pinching.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but I mean, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, don't go too far. I mean, look, push yourself right to the brink. no further.
Maybe an inch back from the brink.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, Pin, you liked that one, didn't ya?
Yes.
Pin, do you have nipples? Is that too personal of a question?
I have dark, demonic souls for nipples.
Like a, kind of like those teacup nips?
They teased me in grade school, called me saucer nips.
Ooh, that's not nice.
That just comes from high levels of, I think, estrogen.
Yeah, too much estrogen.
Which some men get spurts of during puberty. I think that's nothing to be ashamed of. You're a good-looking guy.
Thank you. You just vomited in your mouth after you said it.
No, I was actually just, that was a sneeze that I sucked back in.
It's one of those, Bob, sneezes. Bob, Oh, Jesus.
Bob Ross, I'm going to paint some little sneezes. Here's a little sneezes here. Happy sneezes. All right, going over to happy. You familiar with Bob Ross, Pinhead?
His paintings are more torturous than anything I could summon or anything Levithian has brought to me.
I mean, they're maybe not for everyone, but I wouldn't say they're awful.
Yeah, they're the kind of thing you'd want in, like, a beach house.
Right.
Does that feel right? I'd throw them in a beach house.
I'd put them in a property in Dewey Beach, perhaps.
Oh. Well, you got a place down at Dewey Beach.
Yeah, Murph and I were down the shore. Is that what you say? We were in Dewey Beach
last
year.
I say down the shore. Yeah.
It was nice, actually. Really pretty beaches.
We were there during the winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was it was cold, but nice.
Yeah, we did get one nice day.
Yeah.
It's funny. It made me feel old, though. It was like droves of young partiers.
Bros and broettes.
Yeah, I did take a lot of amphetamines just to keep up.
Amphetamines.
Keep the party going.
Oh, that's it, huh? Well, good fan. It sounds like Pinhead's doesn't mind an amphetamine.
All right, so take it easy on those nips.
Please.
Okay, and lastly, this comes to us via our Facebook page. Anonymous asks, I'm currently in a Broadway show and slept with my co-star and his understudy.
Ooh.
Things are getting awkward on stage. Any advice?
Mm.
Whoa.
I once slept with a lady Cenobite, and then we had to continue to harvest human souls together after we broke up.
Mm. Oh, so you were, like, working with an ex.
Yes, it was awkward, to say the least.
Awkward.
Real awkward. I mean, Jesus, you're doing the devil's work, and you gotta try to keep, appearances up.
Yeah, I hope Murph and I don't divorce, because we'll have to do this podcast together.
I know. We'll be two divorcees doing a real uplifting podcast.
Couple of hellraisers.
Oh, oh. Oh.
He'd like that, yeah.
Yeah, you have a nice laugh.
He didn't quite smile, but he did chuckle.
He did chuckle. You're chuckling over there. I see it in your eyes. A little twinkle, Mr. Head.
Go on, it's the Yingling.
Oh, well. Wish we could all blame it on the booze.
Yeah, we're just charming all the time.
Yeah, well, I think we helped a few people out. I mean, you know, look, it's going to be awkward at first, but push through.
Yeah, I'm, like, dying to know what Broadway show that is, actually, though. What do you think? Pinhead, you like Broadway?
I left halfway through Cats. It was just too much singing.
Well, yeah.
Cats
yeah,
is
it's
a
musical.
Very traditional musical Broadway show.
Would have pegged him for a Phantom of the Opera guy, maybe.
Yeah, like the dark, fucked up face you have to cover up. Sorry.
What are you saying to me?
I just meant like the kind of like tortured like demon in hiding, like the shadowy nature.
You know nothing of torture.
I mean,
well,
not really.
No, I guess we haven't really tortured anyone. Well, way to make it awkward, Pinhead.
Yikes.
Jesus. So you all don't right. like Broadway. Fine.
I didn't get it all out in the open. Don't worry about it. Don't let things get awkward. Put your work and yourself first.
Great advice.
Thank you. Really brought it on that one.
Well, those questions were.
Hawes is cackling.
Oh, boy.
Hawes.
Heating up in here.
Hey, what's up, Pinhead?
Just like saying Hawes.
Oh, okay.
Rose off. My goodness.
Sorry.
I've never seen such disregard for manners, and I come from hell.
You just said you tortured souls.
Jesus.
Like, I just burped. Just I had some beer. Big deal.
It's a belch. Don't give my wife a bag of shit.
Yeah, get that bag of shit off the table.
This shit comes straight from hell.
This room is way too small to have a bag of shit in.
Yeah, I mean like, Jesus
it stinks.
Christ. Use the bathroom.
Yeah. And straight from hell. Like, we get it. You're from hell, whatever. Let's move on. All right, we helped some people. We asked them some questions. Now, Pinhead, we have some questions for you, all right?
What?
This segment's called Six Sections. It's six rapid-fire sex questions. You just need to answer as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, begin.
Starting now. Pinhead, number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000 sexual deviants to harvest all their souls.
Interesting.
Pinhead, what is the sexiest animal?
Leviathan, the devil.
All right.
What? Pinhead, what's the best song to have sex to?
The sound of children screaming.
Is that a Nine Inch Nails track? Or?
Pinhead, who is your number one celebrity crush?
Scarlett Johansson.
Pinhead, hot tub, backseat, or bed?
The backseat of the labyrinth known as hell.
There's seats in hell. Pinhead, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
She must love pleasure and pain.
All right, this has been Six Sections.
Six Sections
with
Pinhead. A couple of follow-ups.
We get ScarJo a lot.
It's the lips.
Yeah, the lips,
yeah,
the
lips,
tits, and the slits.
Lips, tips, hips, and slits. All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a good-looking lady.
Deaf.
What about... what was it? What was the animal? Was
Leviathan?
Oh yes. Yeah. That's the head honcho, I believe, down there. Is that right?
Is that true?
This is true. He's the only animal I've ever loved.
Ooh,
oh,
a crush!
Interesting.
Spilling
that's
the beans
cute.
Here on the podcast.
Leviathan is a Paul Auster novel that I really liked.
Mm.
Probably not relevant here.
No.
What was the backseat of hell?
Yeah, the backseat of hell, and the Reznor track, the children screaming. Yeah, it was a B side.
Yeah, I'm a Nin fan.
Mr. Reznor is a genius.
Ooh, all right.
He's great.
You kind of have like an industrial kind of look going, you know?
Yeah, he does.
He's into chains and
Nine Inch Nails video. But they didn't call me back.
No callback, really? You have such a unique look.
Really? And yeah, it would have been so easy to call you back. Just solve the box, the puzzle box, and they could have brought you back, but I guess they didn't want you.
Only I can solve that configuration.
You let me violate you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you'd be a better dancer than like a front man.
Yeah.
No makeup required. You come ready to go.
You let me penetrate you.
All right.
No, thank you.
I've got no soul to sell.
Mm. Yeah, those are Nine Inch Nails lyrics.
They are.
That's
cool. I mean, you know Nine Inch Nails. One closer. You know closer.
I saw Nine Inch Nails last summer in New Jersey, of all places, and it was actually amazing. And Trent Reznor is a wonderful performer. And I ate... some mushroom truffles, pot truffles from Colorado. So they were like really well made, like government treats.
Some good government treats.
Oh, man. And apparently you're only supposed to eat one-fifth of a truffle. But, of course, who does that? I ate the whole thing. And I went on a magical journey that ended with me flying through the universe in the trundle bed.
You remember? I remember you telling me it felt like you were just traveling. You had your eyes closed, and
yeah, it was like falling through my bed, but flying through all space and time. I like saw dinosaurs and cosmos, and it was really great.
I used to prefer such earthly hedonism and base methods of gratification for pleasure,
drugs.
But now I don't need these means. When I can experience all sorts of pleasure.
What? You have different, better drugs?
You don't get high, or what's the deal?
No, I snort cocaine.
Yeah, that's about right.
That makes sense.
Cocaine's gross.
Yeah, it fucks up. You know, if you could just get good, clean cocaine, I feel like it's hard. Everything's garbage out there anymore.
I don't know if I've ever done good, clean cocaine.
Yeah. It's usually a mess of cut with all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah.
Depending on how fast it makes you want to take a shit, you can kind of tell the quality.
Yep.
But if I even talk about, like, we're like, oh, we're going to get a bag tonight, I, like, have to shit immediately. So I feel like I have such a, like...
It's the Pavlov sphincter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the Pavlov sphincter. Exactly. Do you have a sphincter, Pinhead?
I have no need for a sphincter when I can shit out all of my souls.
That doesn't even... Come on.
You've got to have some downtime. Like, what are you doing on the weekends, Pinhead?
Not shitting.
No, apparently, never shitting. Mario Kart.
What?
Really? A Mario Kart enthusiast?
That's very surprising.
It is.
Also, the sphincter can be fun.
Anal play.
I'm just saying, if you're into, like, pleasure and pain and you seem, like, kind of a deviant in a... You know, in a really positive, unique way. I'm surprised that you wouldn't get down with the sphincter.
I've never been milked. I'll just put that out there. I hear that's a thing, though.
Getting into that prostate and milking
it. Yeah.
Me neither.
I've never been milked, but I don't have a prostate.
Milk those teats.
Not yet.
No.
Someday, when I give birth at 55.
Diana's fingers are crossed.
My teats will be... Yeah, the 55 is what really got me crossing. No, whatever. No milking. Please.
No milking. But I would. Yeah, it is a thing to hit that prostate. But I've never experienced it.
Well.
Ooh, I just burped.
Yeah, I've been burping all over town.
Did a Bob Ross. Let's slide on over to PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week. You know her. She's the pomegranate-eating daughter of Demeter.
And you know him, the dark lord of the underworld, chilling on the river Styx.
We're talking Persephone.
And Hades.
Holla.
Ooh.
Do you know about these two, Pinhead?
I have been to an orgy in hell with both of them. Lasted 10,000 years.
That's a long fucking orgy. Jesus.
That's interesting, too, because she's only in hell half the year, which is the, the Greek mythological explanation for seasons.
Oh, wow.
Hades tricked her into coming down, and he had a deal made where if she ate anything, she would have to stay in hell for all eternity, but she only ate one seed of a pomegranate, and her mom, Demeter, got her back up to the overworld for half the year, and that explains, like, summer and winter.
I told Hades that the pomegranate... was a bad idea. She could trick her way out of it.
It does seem like kind of a, not a foolproof plan to, like, really lock that shit down.
Hades was a fool. I will never make the mistake when I bring the three of you with me to hell. There will be no pomegranates.
Wait, what?
No.
No,
we're not going to go to hell. Not now.
You're our guest.
Let me die first.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Please just...
I will not put your service to the test. I will just punish you.
All right.
Penna, I'm sorry. Are we asking too many personal questions? Are you feeling a little buzzed over there? What can we do to make you more comfortable?
I'm feeling very buzzed right now. A little out of my element.
Well, you are technically out of your element, right?
Yes. I usually do not stay on Earth this long.
Well,
I feel like is the show running long today? It seems like it's pretty moving along at a decent clip.
Yeah, can you stick with us? We have one more segment we'd love to do.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Jesus.
All right. Well, Persephone and Hades, interesting couple. We salute you.
Yeah, great. Sounds like you had a lot of fun in hell and she had to escape you, come back to Earth for a little while. I get that.
10,000 years, that's a long time for fucking.
That's a real long time for fucking.
It's not quite as long as eternity.
Jeez, this guy.
Man, I mean, no, I guess not.
Real downer.
Real downer. And now he's got his dick out.
Oh,
oh my God, there's little pins in it.
Only on the head.
That's why they call you Pinhead.
There it is. Pins on the top and the bottom head.
Ribbed for her pleasure, not.
And you took a nice slug off your lager after that. You celebrated that one.
Let's just slip on over to Virtual Sugar.
So what do we do here? We've pulled a... Are you familiar with the online dating platform OkCupid?
I've never used it. I'm more of a Tinder man.
Oh, you're on Tinder?
Swiping around on Tinder.
Yes. I always swipe right.
That's great. Are you making any love connections?
Yeah, geez, I mean, you're always swiping right. That's a yes? I don't even know how Tinder
yeah,
works.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Yes, I always say yes to pleasure.
Does anyone swipe right on you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. I think we've hit a nerve here.
Okay.
Just move along.
Okay, well, so what we do is we try to find you a date that we think you would really hit it off with. This woman's moniker is Wake Up Lil Susie. I'll be playing your date.
I'll be playing any ancillary characters that may come up.
Yeah, Murph will get in there.
You just play yourself.
And we're just, it's virtual, so it's just totally improvised. There's no wrong answers. You just play yourself. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go on a date to White Castle.
Yeah, the date is at White Castle, and it begins now.
Hi, are you Pinhead?
I am a demon from an extraordinary world.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I read on your profile that you were into some dark shit. So am I. So it's great to meet you. I'm Susan.
Susan, you belong to me.
Oh, we'll see, okay? I'm kind of picky, so this date better go well, or I'm not going to belong to anybody.
What is that smell?
Oh, that's White Castle. The burgers are great. Should we
orders work? Up, orders up here. Who's got the two boxes of sliders?
Oh, that's ours, right?
Look at this little man. He's nothing. He slaves away at the friars, but little does he know that his soul belongs to me.
Pinhead, I mean, he's just like working for a living, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to pay off my debts. Here's your... Wait a minute, do I know you?
No!
No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the missus.
Rodney?
Susan!
Hi! Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
What is this?
Rodney used to be my stepbrother, but our parents got divorced when we were kids.
Well, Rodney. Come with me.
Well, let me clock out here. It's almost at the end of my shift.
Wait, you're coming? It's kind of third wheel, no offense. Pinhead, what gives?
You have no soul. I am here to harvest souls.
I totally think I do have a soul. You're an asshole. I'm leaving.
Wait a minute.
What?
Do you have any sisters?
No.
Should I? I think I'm not gonna go now. I feel really uncomfortable. I'm just gonna go ahead and go.
No, Rodney, this guy needs a soul. Do me a solid. I'm scared. I'm leaving.
All right, I'll give up my soul.
Bye.
Goodbye. I've got what I've come for, not the pain that is buried deep in these sliders, but I am here for souls.
Hey, Rodney, I saw you clocked out, but you actually need to sweep up in the back before you can leave.
Teresa,
a fresh soul.
Honey, I haven't had a soul since 1985.
1985. The year of the cock.
Is that a Chinese calendar situation?
Ronnie, can you get on the back and sweep up?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go ahead back and sweep up.
Sir, you cannot be behind the counter.
Do not tell me what I can and can't do.
You need to leave right now.
Fine. Are you on Tinder?
Yeah.
Will you swipe right?
Fine. I'll swipe right on your pinhead.
Please, on the southern pinhead. It's been a while.
Wow. Well, that date ended not as we anticipated. I mean, it was a different situation, but I feel like that ended on a high note.
Yeah, I mean, pinhead, that gives me hope that someone would swipe right on your Tinder profile. You just gotta get to know people.
What in God's name just happened?
Well, I don't know. It was a little scenario I think we played out.
Yeah, it's like improvised date. It sounded like things didn't really work out with Susan, but maybe they worked out with the manager of White Castle, so.
I've had enough of these fun and games. It's time to play my games.
All right, good. Well, we were just going to say, I'm sad that we have to...
Oh, I'm sad too.
...end, but our time with Pinhead is over.
Pinhead, this has been really fun. Thanks for doing this impromptu podcast when we accidentally summoned you.
You summon me, now I summon you to the depths. Come with me.
Actually, sorry, we have to hop on the F train. We have a show.
Wait, where are my hooks? Where are my other Cenobites?
No, Pinhead, it's time to just leave. You can find Pinhead online. You don't have to worry about it. Or you can actually watch the Hellraiser film series. He gets a little cheekier as the series goes by. He was pretty badass in the first one, but the rest of them...
Look, I don't write the films.
No, I know, that's fine, but,
Yeah, I feel like you were slurping on some Yinglings in those later films.
Yeah,
you got a little chatty, right?
Yinglings.
That's true.
All right, well, follow Pinhead on Twitter, at Pinhead. Check him out online. Check out the Hellraiser film series from Clive Barker. They're tremendous films.
Lord knows we have.
Ho, ho, ho.
Also, check us out. We're Menage a Trois Radio on Facebook. You can email us with any questions or concerns at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com.
We want to thank our producer,
B-Horse.
That's Ben Hosley.
That was Ben Hosley.
Also, our mama, UCB Comedy, thank you for hosting our podcast.
Tweeted us at Menage Radio and...
Levithian, the man in the sky.
Shut up, Pinhead. Just go away. Get back in the box.
What's in the box? Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We wanted to let you know that after this evening, you're going to have to go ahead and resubscribe to our iTunes podcast. Just look us up on iTunes and resubscribe. We're switching over to a new account. And we'll see you there.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Menage a Trois recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.